The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 24th, 1974, in Rome, Italy.
Divinity and Divine Service. So just now we have recited the sixth verse. We can begin from the first verse. The first verse is Iti Samprasna Samvishta Vipranang Roma Harsani Priti Pujya Vachaste Sanam Parvaktum Upachakrami. There was a great meeting, and meeting means in those days there was no political meeting. Political meeting was not necessary because there is no democracy. It was monarchy. The kings they are so trained up that there was no necessity of democracy. Actually, the modern government democracy we are experiencing, especially the great democratic country, America. So, the democracy, the president elected by popular vote is now being condemned. So, what is the value of this democracy? You elect somebody by your vote, again condemned. That means the electors, the voters, have also no experience. Neither the man he voted, he was a very good man. Otherwise, why you should change your opinion? Once you have elected a person to act as your head executive, so the democracy has proved a farce. It has no meaning. Because people are not educated. People are mostly Shudras. There must be whole classes of men. Brahman, Khatri, Vaishya, Shudra, first class, second class, third class, fourth class. But at the present moment, there is no first class man. Neither second class man, or third class, fourth class, all of us. So, on the boards of third class and fourth class men, how you can expect good God? That's not possible. So, there is no need of this democratic meeting, but there is meeting of the first-class Brahmanas for the benefit of the whole human society. They used to meet sometimes, and that meeting is still continuing in India. It is called Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela, recently this meeting took place at Hardwar. All the saintly persons used to come in four places. One at Prayag, Allahabad, one at Vrindavan, one at Hardwar, and another at Rameshwaram, something like that. Four places. A similar meeting was held at Naimisharam. Nayusharana, that place is still existing. Very nice place. The question was that after departure of Krishna, who was guiding the feet of the human being? Last question was this. Brihi Yogeshwari Krishna Brahmani Dharma Barmani Sham Kastham Adhuno Peti Dharma Kam Saranangata. Dharma, religious principle. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yada yadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bhar. Glani means polluted. Whenever there is pollution in the matter of discharging religious principles, I come down. Tadatmanam sijami aham. Then I come down to settle up things. So Krishna came for this purpose, to settle up or to purify dharmasya glani, pollution in the matter of discharging religious principle. Therefore, as soon as there is pollution, means there is a class of men who have polluted. They are called duskrita, sinful. When there is an increase of the number of sinful persons, there must be pollution in the system of religious life. This is the way. If everyone is following religious principle, everyone does not commit any sinful activity, so at that time there is no chance of pollution in religious system. At the present moment, they do not know what is pollution, and they do not know what is religious principle. That is the defect of the modern civilization, that religion is described in the dictionary a kind of faith, not principle. But according to Vedic conception, religion is not a kind of faith. Religion is, it is your must duty, that is it. Or it is your natural occupation. You cannot change it. Faith you can change. I am now Mohammedan, I become Hindu, or I am Hindu, I become Christian. But I remain the same man. I may change my faith from this to that. So, religion does not mean that. Religion means you cannot change it at any circumstance. That is it. That is the meaning of dharma. If you change, that is your diseased condition. That is not normal condition. So that is the meaning of religion. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is saying, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. When human being changes his normal condition of life, that is pollution of life. So, the normal condition of life is described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sanatana Goswami inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that why I am suffering. He inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was minister very big post, a very learned scholar in Sanskrit and Arabic, because at that time there was Pathan rule, as government was Mohammedan. So responsible officers, ministers, they had to learn the Arabic language or Persian language. The Mughals are Persians?
Turks.
Huh?
Turks.
Turks, oh, yes. So he was a big scholar and born in Brahmin family. Everything was all right. But still, he presented himself before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is not a bona fide learned man, because he did not know what is his identification. That is very important thing. One should know his identification. At the present moment, the identification is going on by the skin. I am Indian, I am American. This is going on. But that is not our proper identification. The proper identification is Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. This is to be understood in human form of life. Otherwise, the dog is also part of I am a big dog. Similarly, if a man becomes Patra simply by the bodily concept of life, I am a big Roman, I am big Indian, I am big. There is no distinction between the dog's conception of life and the big Roman's conception of life, because the center is the body. So, here, Krishna came to establish this fact that you are neither Roman, nor Indian, nor Brahmin, nor Shudra. You are my eternal servant. Therefore, give up all this nonsense identification. Sarva dharma anparityaj. Because due to your wrong identification, you have created so-called ism. Hinduism, Mohammedanism, nationalism, this ism, that ism, this is all nonsense. This is the understanding of religion. Whatever we have created with the bodily concept of life, they are all nonsense. The real religion is that I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is real. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was questioned by Sanatana Goswami, my dear sir, I've come to you to surrender to you because you are my spiritual master. You have asked me to give up my family life. So, by your word, I have given up. Now I have come to you. So, this is my first question. One should be very inquisitive. After initiation, Adu Gurbhasyam, this is our system. So, just to become enlightened in the spiritual affairs of life, as Arjuna also said, Sishasti Ham Sadhiman Prapanna. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami also, he says, sir, you asked me, I am now surrendered to you. So this is my question. What is that question? That must be question. If one is actually seeking after spiritual realization, there must be intelligent question. The first intelligent question was put forward by Sanatana Goswami, the Kiyami Kano More Jape Tapotra. Sir, please let me know what is my identification. Why I am put into this miserable condition of material life? People do not know it. Just like cats and dogs. And the cat or the dog does not know that his life is very abominable. No, this is Maya. In the hope, he also thinks I am very happy. This is called Maya, moha. Jivasya moha, aham mameti. So when human life is there, at least one must be awakened to this consciousness that actually I am not happy. That is the beginning of human life. Not to remain in darkness like cats and dogs. He is unhappy in every respect, in every step, and still he is thinking unhappy. Cat, dog, hawk, they are whole day working, day and night, and for some food, and then sense gratification. This is the modern life. And that is happiness. To become very busy whole day and night for getting some food for eating and something for sense gratification, this is happiness. So actually this is not. So therefore Sanatana Goswami was intelligent. He inquired that kyami kano mori jati tapurpa. First question to the spiritual master, what is my identification? Why I am suffering these threefold miseries? They do not know what is threefold. Miseries are there, but they do not know. So dull-headed people. Adhyatik, adhibhakti, adhidaivik, three kinds of miseries. There must be. Either three or two, or at least one must be. No, three are always there. Adhyatik means pertaining to the body or mind. Today I am very weak. Today I have got jaundice. Today I have got this some stomach trouble, dysentery. These are called adhyatma. My mind is not very nice. And adhidaivik, just like severe cold, severe heat, earthquake, these are famine, pestilence, there are so many things. Adhidaivik. Adhibhuti, miseries offered by another living entity. In this way, we are always implicated. Adhyatila. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami inquired that I do not want this. I do not want this. But why is that imposed upon me? This is very intelligent. If there is any solution, that is it. Not temporary mitigation of... Temporary, we are just like it is summer or winter. Anyway, summer is the summer we are suffering scorching heat. At that time we are hankering after some cool place and during winter, we are suffering from chilly, cold rain. So, this thing will go on. So long you are in the material world, you cannot avoid it. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami inquired, why these things give me trouble, although I do not want them? This is very interesting. If there is any solution, so, the modern civilization, modern or past, foolish people, they do not want the solution. They think that things are going on like this, we cannot avoid it, let us suffer. That is not intelligent. If you are suffering, then you must find out the remedy. And actually we are doing that. But because we do not know what is the actual remedy, we are missing the point. But there is solution. And for this solution, one must go to the spiritual world. That is described. Samsara dava nalani loka pranayam. This materialistic life is always like the blazing fire in the forest. So pranaya. So how to get out of it?
Prana is called.
Prana means to be relieved from the suffering. Tarunna ghanagnatam. So how these sufferings can be mitigated? So people have become so dull-headed, they cannot understand what is the real suffering, and neither they have any inquiries how to mitigate the suffering.
This is what it
is. Therefore they are called Shudra. Shudra has their life. Brahmana is intelligent. Brahmana. Therefore we are trying to make people Brahmana, so that he may become intelligent. Not Shudras. Others are trying to make them Shudras. Shudras means to remain in ignorance. And Brahmana means to remain in knowledge. That is the difference between Brahmana and Shudra. And these two other classes, Mahamidya, Kshatriya and Vaishya. The Brahmanas are supposed to be the first class men in the society, the Kshatriyas the second class, the Vaishyas the third class, and the remaining all fourth class and fifth class. So there was no meeting of the fourth class, fifth class men. What they do? Simply pass some resolution, that's all. What they do? Just like this United Nations. What can they do? For the last 20 years, they are trying to make solution of the problems of the world. They have so many departments. The one department is WHO, World Health Organization. So, because they are all Shudras, what they can make solution? The present moment, the whole world is full of Shudras and they have got money, so they are simply spending for sense gratification. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, Shudras should not be given much money. Simply what they actually require, that's all. Because they do not know how to utilize money. At the present moment, because the whole population are Shudras, as soon as they get money, they spend it for wine, women, and squander it out. So, big rich man in America, they spend $50,000 in a week in Florida for seeing naked dance. Is it not? Is it not a fact? Because they are Shudras. They do not know how to spend money. And formerly, before this, people were little intelligent, or at least they had some religious faith. So they constructed temple, churches, mosques. Nowadays, this thing is stopped. As soon as one gets money, they have to spend it after sense gratification. So, formerly, there was no meetings of the Shudras. The meeting was held among the Brahmin, saintly person, to consider how people will remain happy, how their spiritualistic life will advance. Therefore the Brahmins were the heads, and other Kshatriyas and Vaishyas and Shudras, they used to take instruction from the Brahmin for their livelihood. That was a very good system. That is natural. Just like in this body, there are the same Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. The Brahmin is the head, the brain, and the Kshatriya, the arm, and Vaishya, the belly, and Shudra, the leg. So, when the body is healthy condition, the brain is very nice, then the brain gives direction to the leg, to the hand, to the belly. Brain, if the one has got good brain, he does not eat much. Now why should I eat more? When I am not hungry, why shall I load the belly? It requires brain. No, here is a very nice palatable thing, let me load it. Because he has no brain. And after loading, then dysentery. You see? See, every action, the brain is required. So therefore the Brahmins, they were first class brain of the society, and they used to give direction to the people in general, beginning from the Kshatriya, Vaishyas and Shudra. They used to give instruction to the Kshatriyas, next intelligent class of men, for administration. And the Kshatriyas used to rule over the government according to the Brahmins' instruction. And the Vaishyas also, they used to produce food grains and give protection to the cows. In this way, they were discharging their duty, and the Shudras, they were carrying out the orders of these three higher classes. So, you'll find in this instruction, in this chapter, these sages decided at the end of the meeting that Atapum Vidijas Sreshta. The resolution was passed like this. Because there were all Brahmins, therefore the president, Sruta Goswami, he said all the Brahmins, Dija Sreshtha, the youngest. Dija means twice born. One birth by the father and mother, and next birth by the spiritual father and the Vedic knowledge. This is second. Initiation. The spiritual father or spiritual master, he gives the second birth through the mother Vedas. Therefore they are called Dija, twice born. Twice born, unless one has accepted bona fide spiritual master, he is once born, Shudra. Shudra has no such thing as twice born. Only the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. Because Shudras were less intelligent. They were not initiated. They are not initiated. Only the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. Dija. So, among the three kinds of Dijas, twice born, the Brahmanas were the first class Dija. Therefore, at the end of the meeting, because they are all Brahmins, there was no Kshatri, only Brahmins were discussing. Names are Atapungi Dijasreshti. Dijasreshti, best of the Brahmins. They are not ordinary Brahmins. With full Vedic knowledge, they gather. Varnasama Vibharasa. Varnasama must be there in the human society. So, varnasama vibhavasa. Vibhava means division. Atapun vidijasreshta varnasama vibhavasa sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone has got his dharma, that is dharma. He is Brahman. Dharma means his occupation and duty. Dharma means his occupational duty. That is dharma. The Brahmana he has got his duties to practice how to become truthful, satta, sama, how to control the senses, dama, how to control the mind, satta, sama, dama, siddhikha, how to learn toleration, forbearance, Satta Sama Dhamma Pitikha, Arjava, how to become simple, not crooked. Jnanam, full knowledge and everything, Vijnanam, practical application. Astikam. Full faith in the Vedic literature, that is called Astikam. That is called atheism. To believe in the Shastra without any deviation. That is called theism. Atheism means not to believe in the Shastra, or to not to accept them as it is, to comment according to one's own being. That is called atheism. Theism means to have faith, full faith in the Vedic knowledge. That is called theism. That I have given you several times the example, just like the cow dung is the stool of an animal, but the Vedic literature confirms that cow dung is pure. Now you cannot argue. It is the stool of an animal. In one place you are condemned. If you touch the stool of an animal, you have to take bath thrice. And now you say, cow dung, which is also stool of an animal, it is pure. Where is your argument? You have to accept. That is called theism. Because the Vedas say, without any argument, you accept it. That is called theism. You cannot change. You cannot comment. That is called theism. Astikam. Brahma karma salamajam. And unless you have got such faith in the Vedic knowledge, you cannot make any progress. That's not possible. If with your poor fund of knowledge you want to interpret from the very beginning, there is no question of progress. Therefore you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna heard from Krishna the principles of Bhagavad Gita, he said, sarvavetam mitanamanne jadvadasimi pāladam. My dear Krishna, whatever you have spoken in this instruction, I accept them as perfectly true. First of all, he said, śrīśrasti yam sādhimāṁ prapannam. Of course, sadhāna prīcchata must be that whatever the spiritual master said, he accepted in total. Sarva mehitam mehitam manne jadvadesi mehitamā. This is the principle. Then that is called asking. First of all, before accepting the spiritual master, you must find out whether Krishna or Krishna's representative is there. Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, śrīśrastiya, I am your Krishna. Similarly, everyone should surrender to Krishna or Krishna's representative. That is Krishna. If one does not know what is Krishna, neither he speaks, just vibrates the Krishna's word, he is not spiritual one. He cannot be spiritual one. Spiritual master does not manufacture his own ideas. That is not spiritual master. Spiritual master is he who speaks exactly the words which is spoken by Krishna. That is the secret. I cannot change. So, in the Naimisharana, the resolution was made like this, sanusthitasya dharmasya. So everyone has got his dharma, particular duty, Brahman Shakti Vasya. So one must be intelligent enough whether by the discharge of his particular duty he has satisfied Krishna. Whether he has satisfied Krishna. Just like the different parts of the body, the duty is how to keep this body fit. That means to keep the body satisfied. Fit means when everything, all the metabolism, organization of the body is going nicely, then it is fit. And as soon as there is some discrepancies in the regular process. There are so many processes going on within the body. Kapha, pitta, vayu. There is very good mechanical arrangement. So, the brain needs to keep this mechanical arrangement very busy and going on nicely. That is brain. That is brain. When I shall eat, when I shall not eat, when I shall sleep, when I shall... These things are necessity. But brain requires how to adjust that. Eating, sleeping, mating, and self-gratification, protection, that is required. But it requires brain how to transact all these business. But business is how to satisfy Krishna. Samsiddhi haritosam. Haritosam. This is very natural. Suppose in a big office, so many clerks are begging. The business is that everyone should be ready to satisfy the office routine work or satisfy the managing director. But how one can see the managing director is satisfied or not? Man, immediately in the office, in every department, there is a superintendent. So if the superintendent is satisfied, you must know the managing director is satisfied. Similarly, you are under the direction of your spiritual master. If you see that the spiritual master is satisfied, then you should know that Krishna is satisfied. That is confirmed by Vishwanatha Prabhupada. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. And yasya prasadat nagati putopi. If the spiritual master is not satisfied, then you are gone to hell. Yasya prasadat nagati putopi. Because who is recommend to Krishna? The promotion and so many things. So therefore, our business is to see. It doesn't matter whether you are acting as a Shudra or Brahman or Bhakti, it doesn't matter. If by your action Krishna is satisfied, then your life is successful. It doesn't matter in what position you are. It doesn't matter. Krishna is satisfied. This is the principle of life. That is real dharma. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān pramāmekam saraṁ. So whether we have surrendered to Krishna and satisfied, this is our business, to see. In this way, in this chapter is very important. We may discuss. Dharma is actually under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot manufacture dharma. Because we do not know what is dharma. Dharma, dharmantu sāksād bhagavat pranītam. Dharma means to abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu, Muslim or Christian. That is explained in the sixth verse. Savai pungsāṁ paro jato bhakti rato. The first, you know, paradharma. Paradharma means the best, supreme dharma. Jato bhakti rato. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu or Muslim, whether you are interested to satisfy God. That is first dharma. Other is this, third class, fourth class, whatever. Whether your interest is to satisfy God, then it is first class. It doesn't matter. By the name it doesn't go on. Therefore we find, actually those who are advanced in religious principle, they are all devoted, faithful. That's like, not Jesus Christ, devoted. Similarly, Mamas also, they are devoted. They never declared that I am God. Did Mamas say like that? No, servant God. Similarly, Jesus Christ said, Son of God. So, it is very good. It doesn't matter. If we remain Son of God, a servant of God, faithfully, then it is first class. But it is very difficult to say. But Bhagavad Gita then which is called bhava, simply relationship with Krishna. There in the Srimad Bhagavatam you will find no other topics except to establish the original relationship with Krishna. And that's what is first class. Savai kumshan paroda, rato api yado. Only to, without any material fee, then what can be done? Somewhere or other. Although it is in the Bible it is said, they go to church for asking bread. But that is not parodhana. Because there is hetu, some cause. But this cause, similarly in the Mohammedan religion also, just to be promoted to the heavenly kingdom. No, that is not first class. First class means avitupi, without any cause. Not that I shall go to church, I shall go to mosque, I shall go to temple for asking something from God. That is not first class. That is good in this sense that these rascals have at least come to pray to God. So much it is. But such kind of prayer does not make the first class religion. The prayer as offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nadhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadishakamai. My dear Lord, I do not want any amount of money, nadhanam, or any number of disciples or followers, nadhanam na janam, neither any beautiful wife. So many so-called incarnation of God, they come from money. But beautiful wife and many followers. That is not wanting. That is not religion. Religion means without wanting all these things. Na dhanang na janang na sandhani kapitam bhajavadhi chakha. Not for any material, ahoyitukhi, apratihata. So I am poor man, I cannot love God, I cannot announce my devotional service. No. Devotional service is so nice, apratihata, it cannot be checked by any material condition. That is dharma. Savai pumsam paro. Jato bhakti rado. This is test. How much I am religious, how much I am devotee. This is the test. So, we should be always alert to test our advancement, how we are making advancement. Because unless you become first-class devotee, there is no question of being relieved from this material condition of life. That is not possible. Ahitaki apratita, deyatma sampraseet. Thank you.